All right, running behind as usual on a Tuesday, almost said Monday. So we got one in the studio, one on the road. What's going on?
Yeah, running way behind today. Wow. You got 10 minutes.
That's what happens when the phone connection in Austin is no good, you know?
I know.
Don't use T-Mobile.
I'm so glad they called back, because it really, you couldn't understand half of what they were saying. So
now Brian said on his end, when he called the first time, it was nice and clear on his end. I said, well, it sure wasn't over here. I couldn't understand nothing.
Mm-mm. No, it was really hard to understand them. So were they in their hotel room when they called?
Yep, they're getting ready to go to their little electrical meeting they have every year at this time down there in Austin, where all the electrical co-ops do stuff.
I remember them having that meeting every year. Well, I'm glad they called back, because the audio was so much better on the second go-round.
Well, only triple-digit heat starting today through, let's see, next Tuesday. So 102, 103, 101, 104, 104 on Monday.
Well,
that'll
it is
feel
July,
good.
You know, and it's late July, really, right? It's the 21st. We were having 80-degree temperatures last week. So,
well, I'm ready for fall.
Oh, I've been ready for fall since, I don't know, since May. So ready for that.
Got the joke of the day here with Avon B at 7:03 today.
Joke of the day. Gotta have the joke of the day.
What? Let's see. What is a door not a door?
Oh, I don't know. When is a door not a door?
When it's a jar.
Oh, God. That's a good one. Ding, 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 ding. That's a good one. I like that. Wow.
Don't forget the summer bash coming up for the Deaf Smith County Crisis Center. It's going to be July 25th from noon until 5 at the Aquatic Center there in Hereford. So that'll be cool.
Yes.
Vendors, food trucks, face painting.
Coming up on Saturday.
Bouncy houses.
Bouncy houses. Got to have the bouncy houses.
From noon until 5 o'clock. And all the proceeds go to the Deaf Smith County Crisis Center. So that's pretty cool.
Definitely an organization that you want to support and give as much donation as you can to. They do great things over there.
I told you I was going to mow today, but I looked outside. It was actually daylight now, and it's like, don't think I'll be doing much mowing. It looks like more weed eating and spraying than mowing.
Oh, really?
Lots of weeds.
Wow. Lots of weeds. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know.
Rangers lost last night when I was driving back, 10-3 over the Chicago White Sox. They lost that game and had a chance to actually do pretty good, but they kind of blew it.
Yeah, I was going to say they started out really strong, and then they just kind of, it just got away from them. You know, that happens sometimes.
That's a home game last night. They got another one, 7:05 tonight. The White Sox are 53-46. The Rangers are 50-50 on the season, so they're 50%.
Yeah, I saw that. That put them back at 50-50. So they're doing their usual struggle, but they seem a little better this year than they have the last 2 years, since they won the World Series anyway.
Yeah, they've struggled a little bit. It's kind of hard to keep on top. You know how that is.
Oh, yeah.
Always got somebody trying to knock you off.
That's going on all the time.
So it got down to 66 this morning. That's not too bad. It was 94 yesterday, just 100 degrees today. So we got another 40 degrees to go.
Oh, yeah. Another 40 degrees to go.
So when I was on the old plane yesterday, you told me that Ryan Clark got fired from ESPN. And I found out why he got fired yesterday from ESPN.
Oh, why is that?
He made a comment to somebody, I don't know who it was, but the comment was, that's the non-player in you, because he's telling the guy, since you've never played the game, you basically don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, you know, he has always come across as being very arrogant. I've always gotten that sense from him, and that's part of his arrogance right there.
it kind of helped out ESPN because they were going to do some cuts anyway, so they just kind of sped things up, getting rid of some people.
Well, they just made it easier for them to decide who was going to be on the chopping block.
From Drew Powell today in ABC 7 News.
Oh, Drew Powell, what has he got for us today?
Well, gas prices hit $4 a gallon on Monday for the first time in over a month, and now they're saying by Labor Day weekend it could be $6 a gallon.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of money.
$83.82 right
but
now
we'll
on crude oil.
We'll see. The whole Iran thing has really come around, and it's really bad over there. Things are not good.
Fighting has intensified now between the U.S. and Iran. And Iran said, we're going to start using some firecrackers to kind of get things going.
Well, you know, they'll use anything they can.
If they do $6 a gallon gas, we're not going nowhere. Jeez. Bad enough when it's $3.50 or $4.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It was nice to see at the end of June, early July, it was nice to see, like, you fill up the tank and it was $50 and then it was down to $40. So, you know, you like, okay, you know, things are moving in the right direction. And unfortunately, you're dealing with a country that's very difficult to deal with. And they're making it really hard for everyone. So there has to be a way to get there.
Just start doing like Trump said, just bomb everybody and be done.
Yeah, just bomb the crap out of them.
So Peter Dautre is heading to Denver for a weed conference board of directors meeting today.
Uh-huh.
He's going to go to his first ever Colorado Rockies baseball game tonight.
Oh, fun. Baseball is always a fun event to go to. Baseball games are so, so great.
I said, well, it was only 100 in Denver yesterday for the first time. This year they hit 100 degrees.
Yeah. Isn't that strange? All these summers are so hot.
He said he was hoping it was going to be cooler.
Yeah, cooler would be nice. And in Denver, that's not really expected. So.
Then in a few weeks, he's heading back to his home state of Minnesota to celebrate his wife's mom and dad. One of them, I forget who it was, but turns 100 years old next month.
Oh, really? 100?
Yep.
Wow.
Up there in Minnesota.
Oh, my goodness. Minnesota.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So I was looking at some milk prices in 2020 and compared to this year with milk prices. For a gallon of milk. In 2020, it was $2.75 a gallon. Now it's around $3.68.
Ooh, that's a big jump. That's like the price of gas, just not as fast.
Mm-hmm. Carrots were 50 cents back in 2020, and now they're around 96 cents.
Oh, that's a big jump.
And something I don't know anything about, white sugar was $1.37 a pound in 2020. Now they say it's $3.14 a pound. Does that sound right?
Wow. You know, we don't use a lot of sugar, but we have some in the pantry. I don't know. I mean, that I've heard that for those who bake, you know, fresh goods and stuff, that the price of the all of their input costs have gone up significantly. And there you go. Sugar's a big part of baking.
Something that used to eat a lot of. Oatmeal was $2.46 in 2020. It's now $3.98.
Oh, good reason not to eat oatmeal.
So a few things that have went up a little bit in price.
Just a little bit.
So ESPN, you know, they bought, they kind of merged with the NFL Network, so that's why they're getting rid of people.
Oh, they did. Did they buy the NFL Network?
Oh. Well, they have a little, I think they have a, let's see, the NFL took a 10% stake in ESPN, so they have 10% now of ESPN.
Okay. I wonder who was failing worse, ESPN or the NFL Network?
I think it was iHeartRadio.
They're a big mess, aren't they? They are a big mess.
So, I don't know. This seems like a big mess. Farm equipment sales dropped, I noticed, in the month of June.
You know, farm equipment sales dropped so much that every time I read that, I think, I mean, it's going to get to the point where there's nothing being sold, right? I mean, that's just kind of what it sounds like.
18% drop in June compared to the same month last year.
Wow. That's not good. That's not good. That's what keeps jobs and keeps businesses going.
Year-to-date, tractor sales down 14%. Combine sales declined 11% for the first 6 months of this year. And Canada also had weaker sales. Their tractor sales in Canada fell 13%, while combine sales dropped 56% in Canada.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big, big, big drop.
Won't be too long. We'll be having a little football action on the old radio. Because we're about done with July.
It's coming up in just around a month from now. 5 weeks or so, we're going to have football back on the radio. That is, summer flies by so quickly.
So Riley Green, I think I talked about this. Riley Green's coming to Lubbock on the 12th of September.
Is he? Okay. I think you've talked about that before.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about it again.
No, I'm just saying, I think I remember you talking about that. That should be a good show.
106 in Greeley, Colorado yesterday.
How much? 106?
106 in Greeley, Lamar, Colorado 104, Fort Collins at the airport 102, Denver 101 at Central Park, and at 9 News, 100 degrees.
Wow, that's hot.
Mm-hmm. What is the average age of a beginning farmer right now across the country? Any idea?
57.
47.
37?
47.
Oh, 47. Oh.
Of a beginning farmer.
When they lose their job, they say, well, I guess I'll give farming a try.
Only 9% of farmers are under 35. 40% are over 65.
Those numbers don't sound good to me. I don't know. Just say about that. They just don't sound good.
Baseball-sized hail over parts of central Iowa yesterday afternoon. So some of that corn crop is getting whammed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there were some big storms in Iowa yesterday. Well, in different parts of it. I mean, they certainly weren't everywhere, but wow. Crazy weather.
A new poll from ABC News and David Muir is showing that drinking up to 5 cups of coffee a day is safe for most adults and also can actually lower the risk of stroke, diabetes, and heart failure.
I don't know if that's safe for you, but it might be safe for the general population. I don't know. I don't know how that works for you.
Take their word for it.
Just have a couple more.
It says,
remember back in the day when we were younger, the adults would sit around any time of the day and be drinking coffee and visiting. I mean, you know, it could be 5 o'clock at night. Oh, let's sit down and have a cup of coffee and visit. You know, it was all day, every day. And maybe that's one of those things we need to bring back.
It says up to 5 cups of coffee per day may potentially lower heart disease, according to the Journal of New England Medicine stuff, whatever that's called.
Wow. Well, it's time to drink more coffee.
I got 3 or 4 already done today.
3? You need one more.
Just one more to go.
2 more and you'll be good to go.
I like that survey.
That is a good survey, because that fits you to a T.
The Supreme Court has agreed to review an Alaska bush pilot's claim that state authorities tried to illegally seize his $95,000 airplane.
Oh, really? Illegally seized?
Because a passenger brought a six-pack of beer on the flight bound for a dry village, so you couldn't have alcohol there.
Oh, so they were trying to take his plane because a passenger brought beer?
Yep.
Oh, man.
He had nothing to do with that.
I don't know about that. No, he had nothing to do with that. Just dump it out. Throw it away. What's the big deal?
His plane is not worth that much. You know, $95,000, you can get a new pickup for that.
It's not like it's contraband or something. I mean, you know, just dump it out.
Don't go to Alaska and do that kind of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they do have a lot of issues up there with alcoholism. It's really, really bad. But still, you can't take away the guy's $95,000 plane because somebody brings a six-pack of beer. That's weird.
So the Rangers play again tonight against the White Sox at 7:05 today and tomorrow. And then the Rangers play the Mariners Friday at 7:05.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Got two more games left with the White Sox, and then it's three more games with the Mariners.
Yeah, the summer break, the All-Star game is over, and it's back to regular season play.
I was listening to the game last night coming back in from the old airport and stuff, and they were kind of a little Debbie Downer audio from those guys, because they were like, man, you guys are 50-50 on the season now, and seems like the All-Star break wasn't good for their favor.
Yeah, you know, isn't that like halftime? You never know how the momentum's going to change after halftime, and if you're doing great in the first half, and then who knows how the second half will go, and maybe they'll come back. Maybe they'll gain some traction again and start winning games. You never know.
So ABC 7 News in Amarillo is bringing back a weather guy that used to be working for the competition.
Oh, my gosh. He's coming back. I'm so excited. We're finally going to have somebody good on that channel.
So that'll be interesting.
Cameron Venables is coming back to Amarillo. Oh, I am so excited to see him again. I think he's awesome. He has such a great personality. He's a lot of fun.
He's going to leave Wichita, Kansas, coming back to the Panhandle. I think it's about the first week of August he'll be here.
Yeah, coming up really soon. He said he really wanted to stay in Wichita. He really liked it there. But it just wasn't going to work out. He wasn't going to get that chief meteorologist position, and this one opened up after Corbin Bogus left, and he was the man for the job. I'm excited to see him. I will watch that channel just to see him.
A heat advisory in effect from 1 o'clock today till 9 o'clock tonight for the Eastern Panhandle and also Palo Duro Canyon with the heat index of 105 plus. So get all your stuff done this morning before the heat gets here.
If you're going to go in the canyon, you should already be, on the trail and, you know, out of there by 10 o'clock. It gets so hot down there. It is really bad.
So Austin Bugler is still at the meeting today and tomorrow. Then he'll be back on Thursday. So he was gone last week for their conference.
I was thinking this morning that he won't be back till Thursday, so today was just Sue Martin.
Yep. But then we got Farm Bureau coming up at 9, so we're good.
Oh, yeah.
So Steve Jobs has a good quote.
Oh, he does.
He said, you don't become wealthy by waiting for opportunities. You become wealthy by creating those opportunities.
Oh, yes. You know, it's easy for someone to say that who's had the kind of success that Steve Jobs had. I mean, you know. And he did create opportunities, and he did, you know, have a lot of success. But, you know, people, not everybody has that figured out. So, I mean, once the opportunities start working, then you can create more and more. But Steve Jobs, life advice from the grave.
So Warren Buffet said, nobody told him at the age of 18 he had to learn things the hard way. He said, I had to learn to live on 50% of your income to start and target 20% forever.
Warren Buffet came from a family with money.
Well, not that much.
His father was a congressman.
Well, forget about where he came from. He said, buy assets before lifestyle upgrades.
Yes. Yes. Don't, you know, focus on investing the money and put it into things that will bring, that'll bring more money. And cars don't do that.
He said, avoid expensive cars. I drove a $7,000 car after hitting $1 million in revenue. So he had $1 million in his pocket and still drove a $7,000 car.
Well, he had $1 million in revenue and he's driving a $7,000 car. He's not making $20 an hour and driving, you know, $100,000 car. So yeah, he had that idea, right? But he's such a smart guy, you know.
We thought about some new names for the show over the weekend, and I thought of one last night flying back here.
Oh, really?
How about instead of what we talked about, how about Bougie and the Bonehead?
How about Bougie and the Bonehead Brat?
Well, we could work that out.
Bougie, yes, we came up with Bougie and the Brat in the morning, and now you've got Bougie and the Bonehead.
That has a better flow.
That's a good one.
Got a chili cook-off coming up for the Wild West edition of Hobbs, New Mexico, coming up on Friday, September 25th, and Saturday the 26th in Hobbs. We're going to have chili, my favorite stuff, and vendors and everything. It's a championship chili fest cook-off.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Hopefully it's not 100 degrees in September.
Well, it will be. It will be in Hobbs. So
It's a little toasty there.
The best option, you might want to let it cool off a lot before you eat it.
The Plainview Herald and the Canyon News won quite a few Panhandle Press Association awards at their annual convention on July 18th.
Well, congratulations to them.
We got a little sticker to put on our TAB plaque.
Oh, get a little sticker for 2026. Here we go.
It's like, wow, that's a lot of postage for that little crappy sticker.
Oh, yeah. Takes a lot of money to send stuff these days.
From KLBK News and Lubbock Channel 13.
Oh, Channel 13, what do they got going on over there?
A Lubbock man was arrested on 36 charges after burglarizing a Home Depot and attempting to steal $3,000 worth of merchandise.
That's it? $3,000?
A canine.
He probably had like four things in the cart.
A canine unit was able to locate the suspect who was hiding in the bushes near Home Depot.
Oh, really? Hiding in the bushes.
Go get out of there. Don't hang around the dang property.
What is he doing? Wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's a lot of not so smart people.
He got a weed eater and a couple bags of grass seed for $3,000.
Yeah, he couldn't have had that much in there, $3,000. You've got to get more than that.
We found a good deal on leaf blower, and a weed eater over the weekend.
Weed eater, leaf blower, and it has a rechargeable battery that comes with it. Now, if you just want to buy the battery, it's $89. We're not going to say what store. But if you bought this special deal with the weed eater, the battery, and a leaf blower, it was $99. So, I mean, you know. Let me think about that for a minute. Well, what am I going to do? Oh, let me see. I think I'll go for the three-piece package.
But that sale is only on for, what, another week or so?
I believe another 5 days. The 26th or 27th, I think, was the end of that.
So I'm like, hey, we'll get one of those. Should have bought two, actually.
Well, there's still time. Haven't reached the end of that sale yet.
When's the 26th?
That is on Sunday.
All right.
It's the last Sunday of the month.
Looks like Tropical Storm Bertha is going to be hitting the coast probably Thursday or Friday this week.
Oh, really? Oh, man. That's going to be something. And it never really was able to get organized into a hurricane, thankfully. But it's going to rain a lot, and they've already had a lot of rain. Last Friday, Dr. John said they'd had, what, up to 6 inches in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I bet his total for this week will be a lot more.
Yeah, by the end of this coming weekend, it's going to be unreal. He's going to have to be pumping water out of the pool.
Wasn't Mike Bloomberg a mayor of New York or something at one time?
I'm not sure. He wasn't when I lived there.
He said, a quote yesterday, "Be nice to people on the way up. You'll pass the same ones on the way down."
That's right.
So he has the quote, and then Elon Musk said, "No girl will choose six-pack abs over six cars, you know. Stop chasing only the gym and start building your future."
Yes. There has to be more depth to you than the muscle you build at the gym. Although it's good to do that. It's good to be, you know, healthy. Yes, he actually was the mayor.
That's what I thought.
Of New York City. From 2002 to 13.
You know who John D. Rockefeller is?
John D. Rockefeller?
He said, he who works all day has no time to make money.
There you go. That's right. I like that. I hope you're listening to that. I hope you're listening to that.
No, I'm not.
I didn't think so.
So Clark Hunt, you know, he's the chief executive officer for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
He was at the World Cup final over the weekend. And somebody,
oh, he was?
Yeah, and somebody came up to him and said, they go, "So what do you do for a living?"
Clark,
they had no idea who he was.
Well, that's great because, you know, for him to be who he is and to be able to exist in a world where he's really anonymous, that doesn't happen very often, does it?
He said, "I kind of like going to places where people don't know who I am."
Yeah. Yeah, you'll have to go to more of those. Like, well, people will figure out who he is.
When I go to Allsup's here, nobody knows who I am.
No. No, you're like, nobody at Allsup knows who I am.
that's
not a bad thing.
That was the headline of the Kansas City Star newspaper yesterday.
People don't know who you are until you open your mouth and they go, oh, you're the guy from the radio station?
Then they start running.
Oh, they're like, oh, you're so annoying, you know. So.
Wow. So
I'm just kidding.
There are how many data centers are in Texas right now? This is a trivia question.
197.
Nope.
No.
335.
Really? 335?
And they're trying to add another 248.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now there is a data center that is currently planned to go in Arnie, which we didn't even realize where Arnie was. We figured out where it was. And it's north of Nazareth. It's northeast of Dimmitt. And yeah, there's a lot of people. They're trying to get petitions put together to stop the data center from going in. It's going to take up a lot of land. It's going to use a lot of electricity. And wow, you know, It will change life as we know it. I'm not sure if it'll be as much of a dramatic change as we think, but it will change life as we currently know it. So, you know, get in touch with the people that are trying to get those petitions together, if that's something you are against, and see if you can make a difference.
Here's some of the hardest zodiac signs to handle. You ready? We'll start off with Gemini first.
What's number one on that list? What's number one on that list?
Since I'm a Gemini, here's what it says.
What
you ready?
Say?
Changes mood faster than people expect.
That's for dang true.
Are you?
You know, my father was the only level-headed Gemini I've ever known. Everybody else is absolutely psychotic. I mean, never met another one that was level-headed but him.
I came in sixth place out of 12 different zodiacs.
Sixth place? Well, who's number one?
Scorpio's number one.
Oh, really? Ah, Scorpio. What months are those? I don't even know that.
I don't know, but it says intense, guarded, and never easy to handle.
Oh. Hmm.
What are you, a Sagittarius?
No, I'm not. I am a Virgo.
Where's that? Oh, here it is. You come in number eight.
Oh, I'm even further down than you.
Yep. Guess what Virgos do?
I don't know.
This is you to a T.
Scorpio is October 23rd through November 21st. My mother was a Sagittarius. Okay, so tell me about the Virgos.
The Virgo notices everything, including what's wrong.
Well, no, that wouldn't be me.
No, that's you. I noticed that guy's right shirt's there. Not tucked in.
Oh, please. I don't even notice people.
So, like I said, number one is Scorpio. Number two is Capricorn.
Oh, Capricorn. Oh, I was, in my previous life, everyone in the family was a Capricorn.
They can go cold and unreadable, it says.
Cold is a good one.
Heartless and cold.
Heartless and cold.
They go together, don't they?
Oh, man, do they ever.
Aries reacts fast and cools slowly.
Oh, so what's the easiest one to get along with?
None of them.
None of them? Well, what's number 12 on the list?
I'm kind of, Pisces is number 12.
Pisces.
Oh,
pizza. My gosh. It's not Pisces.
Gentle.
Pizza.
Gentle but hard to read when hurt. I don't know nothing about this crap. I just read it.
Pisces?
Pisces. Number 11 is Libra.
Pisces. Libra.
Avoids conflict and then shuts down.
Oh, man.
All right. The hell
What's
with that.
Number 12. What's number 12?
I just told you number 12 was Pisces.
Oh, I thought that was number 10.
Number 11 is librarian. Number 10 is Taurus.
Oh, Taurus. Okay.
Calm until stubbornness kicks in.
Yeah.
And then you can forget about it.
Everyone's got a little Taurus.
Huh?
Let's see. What are the dates for Taurus? Oh, that's my brother in North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he stubborn?
Oh, my gosh. Pretty much. Oh, yeah. Let's see, my oldest brother is an Aries. My other brother is a Taurus.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's not a good combination.
Not really. And then there's me.
Mm-hmm. Cancer is number 9.
Oh, really?
I didn't screw that name up.
Well, that's good.
Soft-hearted but defensive. Soft-hearted but defensive when wounded.
Oh,
that's what a Cancer is.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, all of the signs of the zodiac.
I didn't know that. Till now.
Well, now you know. You knew you were a Gemini. I can't believe you're not on the top of the list as the most difficult to deal with, because there is no figuring that out.
Oh, I was just difficult on Sunday.
Of course. You're number 6 on the list, and you're number 6 in the zodiac signs, and I'm number 8 because it's the 8th month. So, well, yeah.
I just now looked at that one picture yesterday of the storm. That looks like a tornado on the road. There's a cop across the road.
Well, I was just driving and taking pictures.
That looked like a tornado on that picture.
Yes, that those are things that I was seeing in that storm, and it really looked even different from really seeing it in real life. You could see the whole cloud underneath was rotating, and those things coming down on the sides, those were going down and coming back up in and out while I was driving in that direction.
That's a funnel cloud right there.
I would say that it was, and there's some other spots you can see little clouds look like they're going to drop down. Yeah. Yeah, that was exciting.
I would be a little creeped out.
I just wanted to get the heck out of there. I'm like, I got away from the storm, and I knew it was moving the other direction I was going, so I'm like, I'll keep driving till I get past it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't think I would have been good.
And it really, like, the picture does not really do it justice. It doesn't really show what I could see. But yeah.
Hmm. So there was a.
I have other pictures that I'll send you that might show a little bit better of what I was seeing on the way.
I hope the old man made it back to the house after his therapy in Ames.
I know. I was worried about that too, because your dad was supposed to get back around 5, and that's
when all the storms hit.
Storm was going through there, and I'll bet they took the other road. They didn't take 35, so it was west of me. So yeah.
News Channel 10 said a mother who is 27 years old ends up on life support after taking kratom for a week, whatever that is. What's kratom?
Carotene.
Well, that's not how you spell it, is it?
K-A-R-T.
K-R-A-T-O-M.
O-M. Oh, kratom. Oh, it's a plant. Mm. Oh.
It was over the counter, she said.
It's an energy booster, mood lifter, pain reliever, and remedy for symptoms of quitting opioids. Called withdrawal.
Hmm. Don't take that stuff.
It's a supplement. Says just because it's a natural, because it's natural doesn't mean it's safe. It's still an opioid and can cause tolerance, dependence, and addiction.
Hmm. Mm. Yeah, don't do that.
Wow. Well, maybe she didn't know about that. That's terrible.
Wow. That's why I don't take that stuff. No supplements.
It says there's a risk of serious adverse events, including liver toxicity, seizures, and substance use disorder. Wow. That's not good. Oh, my goodness, look at the time.
Well, we're running a little late today.
Well, we've been late since we started. Might as well just continue that tradition. That's what we do around here.
Well, on Tuesday, we always have a hard time because we got a lot of stuff crammed in there.
Well, we do. We have Tulia Talks. And
we had that twice today.
Reports, but yes. Well, that was, I would say that's what pushed us back today. The initial phone call, I was like, I don't even think I can replay this. But here we are. And you got him to call back, and it sounded so much better the second time.
Yeah,
well, thanks for tuning in to Todd. Mm-hmm.
He used Christy's phone the second time.
Oh, he did. Oh,
mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes it's just a matter of calling again, and it just sounds better the second time. Who knows, even if it's on the same phone. Thanks for tuning in to Todd Nancy in the Morning and the AgriPlex Report. We really do appreciate you every day. Sorry, we got on a little bit late today, but we'll try to do better tomorrow. Stay tuned to KDHN, 1470 AM and 102.7 FM all day, every day for all your ag news, weather, markets, everything right here on KDHN, right here in Dimmit, Texas, in the Texas Panhandle. Everybody have a great day. We're done for today, and we'll be back next week. Oh, no, tomorrow. I don't know why I said next week. We'll be back in the morning.
Well, you're wishing that.
Yeah. I'm dreaming.
All right, I gotta go clean the dog water.
Everybody have a great day. We'll be back in the morning.